Well, as we know, charities across the city and South Cambridgeshire having to come up with innovative ways of fundraising in these troubled times. One such project is the Red Hen Project, and I'm joined on the line by Miranda Gompertz. Miranda, hi.
Hello, how are you?
Very good, thanks. Now, the name Red Hen's been bandied around many times on Cambridge 105 Radio, but for those who don't know and never heard of you, what is it roughly that you do?
So the Red Hen Project was founded around 20 years ago. It operates to help families who may find themselves in a particular difficulty, with the result that their children may begin to fall behind in school or they may not thrive well enough at school. So our main mission is to ensure that those children get the best education that they can. And the family crisis could be something like a bereavement. It could be a job loss, an illness, or something worse like domestic violence. But we are there to really help pick these families up and ensure their children get the best education possible.
So with the events of the past year, I mean, all the things you mentioned there pretty much must be on, for some families' radars, perhaps for the first time.
It's definitely on the rise. And yes, we're finding people are really struggling and food poverty is becoming an incredible major challenge. And we're also finding ourselves entering into that space too.
So typically, what sort of thing would you do if you came across a family that was struggling in some way? I mean, as you say, you cover a wide range of things, but give me an example.
So we have three very dedicated family support workers. Families come to us in a number of ways, predominantly via schools who kind of pass them, who recommend them to us. We pick them up. Our family workers work with them one-to-one on a very intensive basis. We support them to understand the problems, to help them to help their children, to find a wider network to support that family and to help them identify other community projects or statutory help that can help them through their bad situation. Now, our main service to families is the one-to-one care that our family workers provide.
Right, okay, and as we're saying, you know, more of that going on at the moment. So charities like you, on the one hand, you've got greater calls on your services, and on the other hand, fundraising is a real trick at the moment, isn't it?
Well, the numbers of families is increasing dramatically. The number of referrals is going up. And of course, with schools in lockdown as well, we have families who don't even have a computer to help them engage in education. And so fundraising is becoming a really major part of what we do. We recently, just in a few weeks ago, launched our spring, we call it the Spring Challenge, and we're seeking 100 very special people to raise £100 each in a challenge that they choose themselves.
Oh, right. Okay. This sounds more like it. So you could think up your own ideas, can you?
Well, there's an awful lot of fundraising programs out there now which involve people getting their running shoes on or getting on their bicycle and being very active and clocking up their miles. Well, we figured, well, there's an awful lot of that going on. Let's find something that can engage a wider range of people doing things that they particularly enjoy. Why exclude them because they're not great runners or they're not great cyclists?
So you could do 100 hours of online gaming.
Absolutely.
See, now I've got a whole list of people going, that sounds like a great idea. And no one can kick me off because I'm doing it for charity.
So, yeah, they're doing it for charity. Mum and dad, pay up.
Absolutely. I love the idea. So have you got some ideas of what people are looking to do? Have you got
I mean, of course, we do have our people who like to run.
Yeah, of course we do. Yeah,
I'm one of them. But no, there are others. We've got Jane's Dinners coming along. And we've got a fantastic one, actually, that just came in this week. A woman living locally. She's setting up an experimental drawing workout. So she's actually run two workshops, one aimed at older people who may be sitting out the pandemic on their own and feeling possibly a bit lonely, and another one aimed at families to get parents and children more engaged. And it's to do with anything you can do to mark on a page. She's running two workshops and she'll be seeking sponsorship for people who participate in that. We had another fantastic it was called a health MOT run by, it's a physiotherapy clinic in Milton called Head Start Health. And they got together 60 people who all did this fabulous online health MOT. And we kind of had our measuring tapes out and we were kind of trying to get ourselves into extraordinary positions, but that raised 280 odd quid from 60 people. So that was a really great. There's lots of ways that people can get involved. We're amazed by the range of kinds of ideas that people are coming up with. So it's
especially because boredom and just that day-to-day drudgery of life at the moment. And the fact that, okay, yes, if you're a runner, well, you can do it as runner. But the fact you actually might challenge yourself to do something completely different.
So like we have one group, let me tell you, we have one group. They call themselves the Junagroats. So they are actually a team of 26 friends, neighbours and work colleagues. And they have got themselves together. They're doing a relay from Land's End to Junagroats. And I can report that they made it there. It's a virtual relay, of course. They made it there on Burns Night. They had a fabulous Burns Night party, complete with a fiddler on a Zoom. And now they're on their way back. They're doing so well and they're having so much fun together, reporting on, you know, their their experiences on this virtual cross country route. Yeah, so it's bringing people together, it's getting people working together, it's helping people engage in different ways. So it's a way of reach. It's the whole business of this challenge is more than just fundraising. It's about reaching into communities, getting people doing fun, exciting, interesting things and talking about it at a time when we can't meet. So
indeed. So I can hear already people going, I've got 100 hours of gaming. That was the first thing he said. So if people want to take part, how do they get involved? Do they sign up on your website? Or
yes, I mean, what I can say is that we've got 40 people currently signed up, each committed to raise £100, at least £100 for the Red Hen project. So we're looking for 60 more special people.
Oh, there's a few spaces left then. You've got to be quick. There's a few spaces left, yeah.
To help us reach our target. You can sign up for our 100 times 100 spring challenge on our website at redhenproject.org. But equally, if doing one of these challenges isn't your thing, you can simply make a donation.
That sounds fair as well. Yeah, that sounds fair. So the parents and the kids could be battling against it. You want to raise £100, I'll pay £110 to get off that computer. So that's the sort of thing we can do, isn't it?
Absolutely.
And when does this run till, Miranda?
So the challenge runs until the 31st of March, and time to welcome the spring.
Oh, I love that just use of the word spring. We're recording this on a bright sunny morning anyway, so life always feels a bit better when the sun's shining in the window. But the mention of the word spring, oh, thank goodness for that. Miranda, best of luck with it. Well done to everybody at the Red Hen Project for all you do, and let's hope loads of people sign up and you raise a whole shed load of money. Miranda, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.